Hello, this is Brother Daniel Ritchie, and thank you for joining us at aplainpath.wordpress.com. Let's open the Word of God today and see what He has for us.
You ever played for a team that they would call your name, they'd call your number, and they'd get ready to get to go into the game? You see it in watching basketball, that the coach will point to a player and he'll come on down, and he'll get his jersey ready, he'll go, he'll check in. Oh, I played in fifth grade in football, and they'd get ready to call me in, and so he'd call, "Richie, come here," and then the play would go dead. He said, "Go get number so-and-so." And so we would trade places. Man, just the excitement of getting your name called, the excitement of getting ready to get going to the game, knowing that everything you prepare for, you're just ready to go in, you're ready to get in there. The same is true for the Christian life. I want to look at a verse where Jesus called somebody out. It's John chapter number 11, verse 43 says, "And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come forth!'" Now that's really what Christ is doing today. He's calling those to salvation who are dead in trespasses and sin. He's calling them, saying, "Come forth into a life of salvation." But that's not where the call stops. It continues on. He's calling us to service for those that maybe they've just gotten saved, or maybe you've been saved for a while. God still has something for you. He's saying, "Hey, come forth!" He wants you to step in to serve. To serve Him, absolutely. To serve others. To live a life of service. But even then, there is another call. He's calling us to take a stand. When evil abounds, it's time to take a stand for God's Word. Let's stand firm on the Word of God, knowing that God has called our name out to do so.
Thank you again for joining us today, and may God bless you in His service on A Plain Path.